Good morning, good morning. Thank you for being here again. Thank you for this opportunity, especially Pastor Nigel and all the members and all the kids. We're in one, Christ. Amen. We're all in one. Romans chapter 8, verse 9. Romans chapter 8, from 9. It says, you are no longer controlled by the flesh, but the Holy Spirit dwells in you. That's very important. Amen. last week, as we're here, we're still here with you people and Larry Shen. With Larry, we are enjoying time together with Pastor Nigel because he's a good teacher. Okay, so when I see the back there, I heard everything. That's very clear. So we all sons and daughters of God. Nobody is different. Like we may say that you're not coming to church, you're not a Christian. That's not. Amen. So we all want to drive in to where Christ is. So the word of God says to us in this morning that we are no longer controlled by our flesh, but we are controlled by the Spirit. So that's important. This is another stage of living or life that with the natural life, we come to understand the Spirit thing, the Holy Spirit thing done in our lives. So we call sons and daughters of God. As last week, we heard about adoption. We already adopted into the families of God. So we are no longer step back to say, oh, I'm nobody, oh, I'm not good enough. We cannot say that. But we want to drive in further and further. We come to the place where we have to grow in our spiritual life. We grow maturely in our Christian life, in our Christian life, in our Christian walk. So Paul is trying to write to the people of Rome, and he's saying to them that you are no longer live by your own flesh, your own thinking, your own ways, but you have to live by the Spirit. So they might not understand what is the Spirit doing in my life. Amen? So all of us, we understood what the Holy Spirit doing in our lives. Amen? What is all about the Holy Spirit doing in our lives? So what is we want to discover about the character, the nature of Christ in our lives? Okay? What is the character of Christ really like? What is the nature of his life? We want to answer this question in this chapter we just read. The vision of Christ is now at the right hand of the Father in heaven. He's in heaven, the right side of the Father, sitting the right hand of the side of the Father in heaven. So by His Spirit, His presence can be in you and in me. And in every believers throughout the world. So the little baby received from the parents the nature and the character of the family. The nature will develop as the child continues to grow. Black, white, color, 50% off something. All sorts of differences, huh? The nature. Some are tall, some are short, some are big. We call it pat-pat. Huh? In Bislama. Yeah. We are in the presence of God. We are children of God. We ought to be happy and happy more than people walking outside there, not going to church. We are happy people. We are in the presence of God. We need to enjoy the presence of God more. As we enter into the feast, the celebrating marriages and all this, we should be happy. We will be happy, happy more than that. Amen? I can tell you, if I'm talking to you in Bislama, it's a different thing. Yeah. So I try to follow what I'm trying to say this morning. I can rock this place. Amen. But I love you people. I love you people. Because we are the children of God. So many physical traits soon appear. Eyes, skin, and hair, color, bone, size, and height. Take the longer time to develop, but the image of the family is readily seen. Sometimes we say, this fella, the same as his father, or her mother. Yeah. We say that too. This is my firstborn son, Larson. Yeah, but sometimes it's not doing the same thing as I did. Anyway, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So then, this is our divine destiny, to become like Jesus. The glorious hope is plainly stated in Scripture. That's what we want to see growing, manifesting in our lives. The Christ lifestyle in us. Not myself reflecting to my son, but Jesus reflecting what he is in me and in you. Amen? Amen. So when we are here, we should be happy. We should be rejoiced because I'm a different person. I'm Jesus. I'm Christ living in me. So we can come and contact to each other. That's how we develop. That's how we get caught with our character. Because my character is different. My character is totally different. Sometimes it track me to a wrong place. Huh? But the character of Jesus, the number one. Amen? Very good thing. So you wonder, what is the character of Jesus? What is the nature of Jesus? You're trying to imagine. What is it? Eh? It's in your Bible. The nature and the character is in, Paul is trying to state that in Galatians 5:22-23. Is that right? Amen? The fruit of the Holy Spirit. Amen? The fruit of the Holy Spirit should be revealed in us. In us. Not outside of us, but in a man. In me. So love, joy, peace, patience, and all this, long-suffering, self-control. 9 of them. They are a special gift of the Holy Spirit to his children. To us. Amen? To us. So this is where the church is. We are his church. We are his church to rebel, to take over the character of Jesus, the nature of Jesus in us, so we can impart to our children. So we can impart to our generation. So they can happy. Not my character is rubbish, so Larry can copy. Can develop with, but he can copy the character of Jesus, the good living, the good ways in speech, in speeches, in action, in whatever we do, that's all for Jesus. Amen. I'm not rushing, but that's the way it is. Amen. I love you people. God is here. He started to bless us. His blessing towards us. Huh? So that's the character of Jesus in Galatians 5:22-23. For the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, joy, and peace. Now, in three parts of this, love, joy, and peace, this, the inward blessing of our Christian life. Something deep in the hearts. Don't get it the outside of it, as you love your friend or love someone. But Jesus loved us the inner love, the agape love. Then he died for us. So when you receive Jesus as Lord and your personal Savior, so you receive those things into your life. Love, joy, peace remain in you. To control your life, to control your character, because your character is not enough. So love, joy, and peace to settle your Christian life much better than yours. Sometimes you feel worried a bit. Sometimes you feel sick. Sometimes, oh. So then, this love, joy, and peace remain in you. They can always balance your life, your Christian life. Amen? Number two, patience. Patience, kindness, and goodness. This is outward blessing. The outward blessing from God to us. This is where the covering for ourselves. Like I've covered myself because I'm cold, so then I have to cover myself with this coat. That's right. So Christian believers, we are the child of God. He covers us with patience and kindness and goodness. That's right. So that you can feel warm, feel as you are the son of the king. You are somebody. Amen? You are somebody. That's good. Patience, kindness, and goodness. These three parts of it, the character of Jesus and the nature of Jesus should be applied in our lives. The outward blessings, the covering, our covering as Christian people. Don't feel like, oh, I'm living in town, in cities, I feel good. Yeah, that's good, but sometimes you cannot cope with some of the things come to your heart. You might feel pain about that, but because you've got the covering, then you won't hurt. You won't hurt because you are the son of the Most High God, protecting you and protecting me, protecting my heart and protecting everything. Amen? The last part of it is the upward blessing. The upward blessing. This is where our relationship with our Father God, connecting our lives to God. It says faithfulness, meekness, and self-control. This three part is a relationship to God. It's God's doing thing, a connecting path going up to God and down, up and down. This is where through our praying and fellowship, whatever, is continually. God is faithful. He's not stopped about us, but it's continually. She is praying for us and is continually faithful and faithful. So that's why we have to God faith. You have faith. So we have faith connected with our Father God faith, the God faith. You have no faith, that's a big problem. Our Father God is a God of faith. So those things should rebate in us because we are the child of God. Faithfulness, very good, huh? So sometimes we're not faithful, we're too naughty. Faithfulness, then meekness. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and he will lift you up. Amen. Don't, oh, I'm big. I know better. That's not. We are the sons of God. Amen. And last of all, it says self-control. You have to control yourself. With my own character, my nature, I cannot control myself. But the only control by the Spirit of God is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. One, the ninth of them is the self-control. It's the best thing of life, to control us, not to go here, no, don't do that. Amen? So we should obey that. Amen? So this morning, I want to bless you people, because this is the blessing from God to you people, so I want to bless you, the Church of Mount Cambia. Amen? So I believe this morning, every one of us, we believe that this is where we should be. The character of Christ and the nature of Christ should be revealed in us to our children, to our new generation coming. So every time, keep on encouraging Pastor Nigel. Huh? Don't just lean on him, that though he's a good teacher, but pray for him. We are the backup. We should pray, and then Pastor Nigel can give us the new revelation from God to his people. Amen? These are good things happening. Yes, sometimes you feel sick. Don't worry about your sickness. God heals you already. God is a great, the mighty healer. God is doing everything. And this, the problem is your heart. When you open up to the Lord picks your problem. The Lord picks our problem. Everything, finish it off. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.